Okay, so today is Tuesday, November 24th, 2009. Welcome everybody to the Shakti Activators Activation Group Planetary Healing and Beyond. Planetary Healing and Liberation, there we go. Liberation from karma into the flow of the divine. Last week we talked about how we were moving from day 6 of the galactic underworld according to the Mayan cosmology, the Mayan calendar, into night 6 of the galactic underworld. This is the end of the 26,000 year cycle the Mayans talk about, when we move from a huge period of evolution, planetary evolution and personal evolution, into a place where planet Earth is actually becoming part of the galactic universe. Planet Earth has been a little isolated planet out on the corner of the galaxy, if you've watched any of your sci-fi movies. And this period is being signified by a reunion, a connection, a reconnection with planet Earth being part of the galaxy, evolving back into the experience of oneness, into the awareness that we're not alone floating out here in the middle of nowhere. We're a living, evolving planet, and we're all part of this. We are part of Gaia. We are part of Mother Earth. We're created out of the elements of the Earth, so we are part of the living Earth. And our vision that we hold is that as part of the Earth, we bring light to the Earth to help the Earth ascend, which of course takes us to this point of this great expansion, which we could put words on and call a galactic expansion. And that's why in the Mayan cosmology, this period of time is called the galactic underworld. And then we'll explode into realizing that we are multidimensional beings that exist not only in 3D, but in many dimensions. And our higher self, so to speak, our astral bodies, and yogically we talk about 10 bodies, and we'll talk about that more on another call, but we have, our physical body exists in 3D, three dimensions. Our astral bodies exist in the fifth dimension, so our higher self, so to speak, exists in the fifth dimension. And as we meditate and do our chants and our astral traveling and all the things that we're doing, what's happening is we're actually merging those frequencies of our higher self with our 3D physical self. And as we do that individually and collectively, this helps Gaia, planet Earth, to ascend, to move into these higher galactic frequencies. Now, this year, we're moving into, as we said last week, the dark night of the soul, where we brought this rebirth, which we began talking about in July when we started doing these calls, the rebirth of the goddess, the feminine energy, the awareness of the Earth being a living entity, more into consciousness on the planet with the three eclipses in a row, which I'm sure everybody remembers, with the Cancer Capricorn eclipses, which is the bringing of the feminine energies onto the planet. So last year was really a year of rebirth. Now that we brought those energies forth, the energies that aren't supporting that frequency, the energies that aren't of the light of the goddess, are basically being shown as shadows and darkness and are crumbling away. So that's why I was suggesting maybe sometimes you want to take a break from watching TV news, which probably most of you don't watch anyway, but you'd want to really monitor what you look at around you, and you may want to take some opportunities to, if you feel that there's too much overwhelming shadow stuff coming up around you, even in the people around you, let them go through it, but maybe take a walk and reconnect with your breath or with nature or with the flowers around you or with the earth, or however that shows up for you. But this is a year that you need to keep recentering with the energies that we reversed last year. These energies that we're in, that actually started November 3rd, 2008, and will be going between now and 2012, but specifically astrologically, we're going to talk about these gateway energies that go until August 1st, 2010 are called the gateways of Uranus and Saturn. So astrologically, we have these configurations where Uranus and Saturn, those planetary frequencies are beaming down on us at this time. It's an opposition. Uranus, as we know, is a planet of sudden changes, and Saturn is get grounded, get connected to the Earth. So it has to do with how we're changing the energies on the planet, how we're actually moving the ship. We're changing, when you think about those huge ocean liners or something, they can't turn on a dime. It takes some time to switch direction. So we've got this force of these Uranus bursts with, like, the way the Earth has been. So this is, like, really a year of shaking things loose. The last time we had this configuration, this opposition between Uranus and Saturn, was in the mid-60s, and it's when a song from the Beatles, Revolution, came out at that time, which I'm sure, you know, many of you familiar with that song, that Beatles song. We've got that same astrological configuration right now, and, you know, there's been a lot of talk about Woodstock, which was happening, you know, around that time at the same configuration. So just be aware, we're dealing with the same planetary energies at this time. It really is a revolutionary energy, which is actually very exciting. So that helps create a context for us, and especially for this next year. So, you know, you are in the midst of a revolution, a consciousness revolution, and like with Woodstock, it was a great, a great release of people coming together just to bring a new consciousness onto the planet. But at that time, there was a lot of resistance to people who didn't understand what was happening and were really against all these, you know, hippies going crazy and running naked through the rain or whatever was happening. So it was a new phenomena at that time, but now we just accept it and think it's wonderful. And we look at it as, you know, a historical icon. Oh, yes, Woodstock was a pivotal moment. Well, we're in just such a pivotal moment, but since we're in it, it may seem like chaos is reigning sometimes. And so we want to hold it in a greater perspective and know that we'll look back at this time and know that we participated in something really wonderful, and it is a really, indeed, wonderful time to be on the planet and to be have the opportunity and the privilege to participate in these beautiful energies and to help like a participant in Woodstock or somebody who's enjoyed the Beatles song, The Revolution, and to be part of that, this great planetary change. So that's what we're all doing, and there is really an excitement to that and a joy to that. So these oppositions between Uranus and Saturn are really opening up gateways, just like the eclipses that we talked about are gateways. So you may feel waves of energies where you're just feeling wonderful energies coming through you when you're woken up at 4 o'clock to meditate. And then later during the day, things may come up and it's not that great. So we're bringing in these energies right now. The energies aren't really all integrated on the planet at these times. So we need to just stay focused on these gateways as the energy comes through for greater truth and greater clarity. And again, remember that you are the ones that are grounding these frequencies in. And so again, keep connected to your feet and the Ma meditation and all the things that we're doing. What's happening collectively with these energies that are coming through in the awakening of the feminine energies back onto the planet after 50,000 years of the patriarchy is that people are learning how to be more responsible for themselves and how to be more responsible for the planet. It's something that everybody needs to be aware of, and that's the maturity level that we're moving into. What is humanity moving towards? And it is more responsibility, more maturity, more consciousness, which requires more responsibility. And that's the Saturn part of the Uranus opposition. Saturn forces us to be more responsible, but then we get the benefits. we get the benefits of a planet without pollution, a planet of peace. And that's what we're going towards. And as an example of these gateways or this Uranus-Saturn opposition, the first opposition happened November 4th, 2008, when Barack Obama was elected president, which was a great change at that time. We'll see how it all plays out. That's an example of a gateway, something new that came through. So we'll look for, as there's a breakdown of the old systems, we're also going to look at what are those lines of demarcation, what are those new milestones like Woodstock, what are those new things that are coming through that when we can look back from a distance, we'll see as milestones, as placeholders that are anchoring in the energies that are coming through. And that's what we are. We're milestones. We're placeholders. We're anchoring in this energy. We may not be in the public eye like Barack Obama, but we're in each other's eyes, and that's what's important. So as we move into this galactic expansion, the Mayans call it coming out of the galactic underworld, what are we really moving into? And we're looking at moving into the Earth ascension as a reunification with Source. And again, we've been talking about with this on the calls, we start to experience more and more the oneness. And of course, we've been having wonderful experiences of experiencing the oneness with Earth, and that's part of it. But we're all going to move into this experience, this reunification of really knowing that we are one with everything. We're one with Source, with the whole galaxy, with, as we've talked about, the light coming down from the central sun onto the Earth, the crystalline energy coming up through our feet, and to meet those energies meeting at our heart chakras. And it's when we're in our heart chakras, and the more our hearts are open, that's where we really experience the oneness. And as we know that we have the double triangles, and when the triangles meet at the heart chakra, that's the star, that begins to spin multidimensionally, spinning the planets of the Earth, spinning the energy of the Earth with the energy of the central sun from the Milky Way galaxy. And when those energies spin at our heart chakra, then that's where we're sending out those beams of light that are uplifting literally the galaxy, not just Earth. And we're connecting with galactic energies. But we're also sending out healing energies, and wonderful things are happening when we are moving those energies through our heart chakra. So we want to really remember that it's when we're in our heart chakras that we are experiencing that oneness. Because when you're in your heart, of course, you're beyond time and space. Just think about when you love someone and they're sick or whatever, and you pray for them, you know, they've scientifically proven that people that are prayed for or meditated upon when they're ill get better faster. So that's what we're all doing, and it has to do with experiencing our hearts opening more and more and experiencing that oneness that we all experience. So that's what the ascension is. The ascension is a reunification with Source. So people think, what is the ascension? There's all these fancy New Age words. What is oneness? Well, people can just think about it just being more loving. As some people were giving those examples, they're experiencing people around them being more loving. Maybe they're communicating more. Maybe they're talking more. Maybe they're being more honest. So it's okay just to have it look like little steps, because all combined, it starts to move towards a critical mass where things start, the frequency increases, and that's part of unifying 3D with 5D, our higher selves with our physical body. It's part of that unification process. Whereas we unify 3D with 5D, and more people do that, and more people experience opening up their hearts, it starts, the frequency increases more and more, and that's what the liftoff, the ascension is, all of a sudden people start to notice more things around them and more people notice it. And then the truth is really shown. And we're moving into that kind of consciousness where after a certain point, when we do turn on the TV, at a certain point, the truth of what's happening will be what's talked about, not controlled media, like all the major stations being owned by a certain group of people, or not all the banks being controlled by a certain, you know, the 12 Illuminati family, so to speak, if you're into that kind of thought forms. No, it's going to be more equality, where everybody is going to be able to feel the source energy coming through them, and everybody's going to be able to have an opportunity to get their needs met, and there won't be so much control at the top, so to speak, because it, ascension means that the energy coming from source comes into everybody. So that's a pretty exciting framework that we're moving into, and it's a framework that moves into world peace, and we'll, even in our lifetimes, we'll be able to see the infrastructure of the government being reworked so that it is based on equality and fairness. And this is what true freedom is. Freedom is when everybody can feel these energies coming from source, and they know that each person is divine, each person is precious, and it's an imbalance for a small group of people to be controlling huge amounts of the resources on the planet and taking, you know, way much more than their share, and then, you know, many people not having even their basic needs met. So these are the type of things that are going to be balanced out as we move into these ascension frequencies. And the Earth will be her own sovereign being, her own sovereign planet. It's not about, okay, now we're all going to be, you know, little androids or something like that. No, it's more sovereignty. It's more freedom. It's the freedom for Earth to have the diversity that it has. Earth is seen as a living library where there's so much diversity here. So it's about protecting that diversity and actually becoming less homogenous, and really respecting the diversity that we have here even more. So in the past, Earth has really functioned separately, and we've seen these different areas of Earth kind of being separated and seeing like people being separated and a lot of separation. People being separated, you know, maybe alone in their houses. But we're coming together more in unity, but the unity is to protect the diversity. So it's not unity for people to become homogenized. And this has to do also with the masculine and the feminine coming into balance. So we've reversed the goddess energy on the planet last year. Now we're looking and saying, how can that be balanced with the masculine? Not how, we're not trying to have it be like a matriarchal society. No, we're moving into a balanced society where we're achieving that balance within ourselves and on the planet. So we're moving beyond duality. We're not going, okay, it's been all male, now it's going to be all female. No, we're moving into the balance of 3D with 5D, which is inequality, which is a balance of duality, a balance of male and female polarities. And then this is where we really feel connected to source, connected to the oneness. So those are some of the things that we're moving into, and this is what we're talking about when we talk about cosmic ascension or ascension or cosmic ascension taking place in concert with the collective consciousness of all the universe. Again, these are terms, these are words, but as we connect as a group and we all do our meditations and we know that we're supporting each other, we feel the frequencies. We feel the energies awakening up. And we've been working with crystal energy and moving from the carbon-based to the crystalline-based energies. And we've talked about how the crystalline core of the planet is being awakened and these new energies moving from the central sun and coming from the photon belt and the central sun into the crystalline core of the planet. And we've been working with the selenite pillars. We began working with those first, and then we talked about the other, the emerald crystals and the other, the nine master crystals getting activated. So this is part of Earth's ascension process, a process also. And as the crystalline core gets activated and we are aligning with that, we're able to move again from 3D into conscious connection with 5D, with our higher self. And what that means is some people call it being able to move from matter to antimatter, that the planet is becoming a planet where it's both matter and antimatter, but that's also could be called physicality and consciousness, or the awareness of that even though we're in a physical body, we can access the quantum field. And that's what we talk about when we talk about manifestation, that we're able to go into, with our consciousness, the quantum field, and with our intentions, with our minds, we're able to image something that we want to bring into being, whether it's something like peace on the planet, or maybe something specific that we need for ourselves, like a new car, or something even smaller. It could be a little thing like, hey, I'm needing a certain food or something, and just noticing that you call those things forth to you, that we have the power to exist in both these realms at the same time, that you're calling those frequencies forth, and that's your power, and that's your connection with Source, and that's your experience of learning how to be a co-creator with the divine, and that's what we're learning how to do, that we're able to move into the quantum field and call forth those divine energies that we need. So we become like, you know, like the gurus or the ascended masters. We move forward through time and space, and things that we need literally manifest before us. And I'm sure you're all experiencing that more and more as you get clear about what your intentions are and what your thoughts are, that what you need is showing up for you faster. So we'll talk about that in a minute. But that's an important kind of milestone to become aware of how your thoughts are showing up for you and how you're manifesting with more clarity and faster as time and space speeds up and as 3D and 5D become reacquainted with each other. It's like, oh, hi, higher self. I know how to use you more. I know how to work with consciousness more in 3D. I can embrace Mother Earth and my connection with her, and I can embrace the plants talking to me and really honor all life and really understand that we are in a universe that is conscious. We are in a living universe, and it's really exciting, and it's really a lot of fun to realize that the universe is just consciousness. It is alive. It's not some cold rock out there. You know, when we look out at stars, they really do have a consciousness that comes into us. And the plants have a consciousness, and the animals have a consciousness. And we all know that intellectually, but we start to experience that more and more. And then we just expand that out and expand that out. And then through our field and our awareness and our consciousness, other people are able to experience that. And I think many people may remember that Yogi Bhajan used to tell us that consciousness is not taught, it's caught. So that's what we're all doing. We're allowing these beautiful frequencies that we're radiating out to be caught by the plants, by the planet, by other people. And this is what we're doing as we're moving into our cosmic ascension process into night six of the galactic underworld. So that's where we are right now, and that's what I wanted to share today. So I'm actually going to complete on that note and open the call up, and then we're going to do our little chant together, which I love, so we can vibrate that frequency together. So let's see here.